So yeah, if you think about the big picture, whether it's a business, a job, whether it's God himself, the church, when Jesus was down here picking disciples, he was pretty much picking out a team, right? And if somebody's on your team, you know it. And if it's iffy, if it's like, are they on the team? Are they in there? Are they serious or not? You know, are they on team, on board or not? Especially if it's your life, especially if it's your possible companionship or whatever, somebody managing you, helping you manage your stuff, or whatever your goal is, whatever your life is, your life goal. Sometimes you have to test the spirits, try the spirits. But usually, if you get to that point where you have to test the spirits, you probably already know. But you see businesses do it all the time. They're testing to see if people are loyal, dependable, and faithful. They just want people that are, they can train to be on the team. Everybody has their role. Any business that you have, you want a team effort. You want team players, you know. In the Coast Guard, everybody was being trained to be a team. Are you willing to die for the team, you know? Are you willing to sacrifice for the team? Are you willing to... Let's say it's a football team. You got the Cowboys and the Indians, right? I don't even want to use that example. Let's say it's... it don't matter what... God, let's say there's Team A and Team B, okay? So you got Team A. You're the coach, and you're recruiting members for your team. And somebody says, you know, I don't like Team B anymore. I don't like this reality. I want a different reality. So I'm going to go join Team A. I'm going to join this team. I don't know if this is a really good example, but you could use it allegorically to a degree. So when, let's call Team A the truth team. Let's call Team A the real life, the truth in the inner man, you know. So they join your team, but their heart's still in somebody else's team. And before you even let them join, you test it. How would you test it? I don't know. There's ways to test it. But you get to a point where you don't even need, you know, even if you test, Jesus was given, when he said, drink of my blood, eat of my flesh. Does this bother you? Does this offend you? What was he saying? Do you love God or do you love the world? Are you willing to go God's way or the world? Do you really love this ship? Are you willing to jump into this ship? Or are you going to be divided and your mind is divided and you're all worried about other ships? You know, it's really clear. The more I talk about it, it clears some things up. Most people have a divided mind. They're not focused on... Yeah, it's all clear. I think I've even talked about this before one time. I think you understand what I'm saying, people. If you're on the truth train, but somebody else is not on the truth train, why are they going to get on your train? If they're hiding something. Are they trying to capsize your ship? A lot of times these jobs, they'll test you. I mean, if you can do that on a job, if it's legit on a job, should it not also be legit in your life? Should you let them in the ship? Should you let them in your business? Should you let them in your life? Should you let them in your space? Should you let them in your ear gate? Should you let them in any of your time? I mean, there's got to be a progression to where it's either somebody's all in or all out. Because you can't waste your life, you know. I'm just talking out there, Gray, but you can apply it to whatever you want to apply it to, you know. And apply it into your own life or your own business or your own church or your own love life, your own family, your own whatever. Because when you yoke up with any situation ship, and they're not telling the truth, do you think if they're not telling the truth before they jump in, you think they're going to tell the truth after they're in? They've created patterns. If they're lying to this ship over here and playing these games, don't you think when they get in your ship, they're going to lie to you? I promise you, this is relevant to everything in your life. I know it's gray. I know it's not hitting really... But if you think about what I'm telling you, everything is a ship. If you're trying to bring somebody into your ship, your life, your job, your business, your church, whatever, and they're not on board, completely on board, there's like something that just don't feel right. It just don't feel right. It looks good, it sounds good, but it just don't feel, something ain't right. And you can't put your finger on it, but you know it. You just know it. The Holy Spirit's saying, hey, something ain't right. Then you got to put a roadblock up. You got to try to wake them up and say, do you really want to be on this ship? Because let's say they keep trying to get on board. You know, they keep knocking on the door. Hey. I'm out here. Let me in. Think about Noah's Ark. For 120 years, he said, look, you better... This is real. It's going to happen. Jump in the ship. Be a part of this. No, we're not getting... We're not doing it. We love our... We love our delusions. We love our fake reality. We love our double-mindedness. A double-minded man's unstable in all his ways, right? And so if they try to pull you into a double-mindedness, it'll mess with you. It'll mess with your emotions and everything else. You got to stay on point. Stay on point. A double-minded man's unstable in all his ways, and they will try to destabilize you, even though they might not be doing it intentionally. The fact that you're trying to let your emotions rule over the truth, it destabilizes you. You hire somebody and they don't show up the first day and they get all these excuses and they say my car broke down and I couldn't take the bus because I didn't have, you know. Then the next day, they come in, work half a day, and say, I got a doctor's appointment. And the next day, they don't show up. And you say, wait a minute. They got to be fired. They got to go. They got to hit the road, Jack. And you tell them, say, well, I'm sorry, this ain't working out. And they keep knocking on the door and say, I need a job. I'll be here tomorrow. I'm definitely going to be here. They show up one day, I'm sorry, I'm back. They show up one day and help with the program, and they've been stick around for a week. you have to try to convince, and then they disappear again. You try to convince them, hey, do you really want to be on this, in this? It don't look like you really want to be here. Yeah, I want to be here. Then you make it hard on them. Make them dig a ditch or something. Something that you don't need to, give them something that's hard work that's not, that you don't need, and they just usually just walk, go away. Make it harder. And they usually just walk away. It's a never-ending story. Adam went down with the ship to pull Eve up. I guess she woke up to what delusion she was in, you know. I hope. But you see her offspring. But if she would not have woken up to the delusion that she was in, they both hid behind those fig leaves. But if she wouldn't have woke up, I'm sure Adam would have moved on, but I think she woke up because it had to happen. Elijah was telling Ahab, hey, because Ahab told Elijah, hey, are you the one causing trouble in Israel? He said, no, you're the one because you let Jezebel rule. So Jezebel represents your flesh, right? And so Ahab was letting the flesh rule him. Elijah was letting the spirit. So Elijah and Ahab were in a battle. Jezebel represented the flesh side of Ahab. He was letting the flesh rule, you know? And Elijah said, no, this is not true. These 450 false prophets, they're lying. And so it's always the battle of the flesh versus the spirit. And if you step into this flesh, you become unstable. But if you stay in the spirit walk, you're stabilized. The game is real. Did Samson love Delilah? Did he really love Delilah? Was it a fake reality he was believing? How could he have broken that fake reality? How could he have done it? He could have said, no, this is what here's the line of demarcation. You either cross over and you come over here, or it's done. It's over because I'm not going to live in delusion. That's how Samson could have beat Delilah. But Samson, as strong as he was, evidently wasn't emotionally or mentally, spiritually or psychologically strong, you know. You set your goals and you set your vision and you set your purpose and you stick to it. And if somebody wants on the ship, they'll adapt. If they don't want on the ship, too bad. The vision is real. The purpose is real. Do you change your vision, your purpose for something temporary? I'm sure there's a whole lot of object lessons with Samson, Delilah. There's a lot of allegories, but what I'm trying to do is to show you, you set your purpose, you set your goals, you set your vision, and if somebody says they want on the ship, are you sure? Test them, try the spirits, put them through a test. If they fail the test, then do what you got to do to get them off the ship. Hopefully you can do it in love and there could be just a separation, but sometimes you have to act crazy to make them make the decision. They want to stay. I mean, you've seen this with employees where managers won't fire an employee, but they never adapt to the team. And it just causes trouble. Eventually, they destroy themselves, but you've seen it. People want, they have hope. Please. It's really just one tweak that needs to be done, and they don't want to tweak that one little area. Who knows why? It's on them. Can't. He said, drink of my blood, eat of my flesh. And he knew they would walk away. All he was saying is, eat the truth. Drink the truth. Why did they just walk away? Why didn't they just say, hey, what do you mean by that? Can you explain that? Can you communicate? But they didn't want it. They jumped to conclusion. This is like a coded message. I'm trying to show y'all something, and it's a fractal. It's everything's a fractal. All ships work the same. If you got a captain of a ship and you got a crew, if people are not on board, but they say they're on board, what's up? What's really up? Oh, you're not. Oh, you act like you're on board, but you're not. I don't think so. You can't even go to the job interview. You can't even get up out of bed and go to the job interview and talk about the vision together. I don't think so. Not gonna work.